He said that they could not share in both the Lord's cup and the cup of devils, and he permanently steered them away from those tables using Jewish examples, human arguments, the profound mysteries, and the ceremonies performed among idols, filling them with great fear. However, he didn't want this fear to push them to the opposite extreme, making them overly cautious, worried that they might unknowingly consume something from the market or somewhere else that's linked to idols. To free them from this dilemma, he stated, "Eat whatever is sold in the meat market without raising questions." Because, he argued, if you eat unknowingly and not deliberately, you're not subject to the punishment. It's then a matter of ignorance, not of gluttony.